This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners. Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. We'll be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions. So feel free, give us a call. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, that phone number here, 855-660-4261. It's a bit cold out there this morning. I woke up this morning, 33 degrees, almost freezing. Oof. Still dark out there, makes you not want to get up, but looks like it'll just warm up today, be decent out there, but the next week, you know, we shouldn't get another frost or a cold until next Sunday, so we got about a week of decent weather. We're actually looking at some 70s, unseasonable weather around here. So, you know, this one cold day, it's almost like we have them like once a week or once every other week lately, even though we're October 18th. Usually at this point, we're starting to cool down. So you never know what the next week's going to bring, but we're looking at some good warm temperatures. So still time to be planting, still time to be putting some lawn grass seed down, some fertilizer down. Some, you know, fertilizer for your plants, etc. So we can discuss all that and see what we can do, as well as getting everything ready for winter. I know usually at this point we're starting to cut back some perennials and say, all right, well, these are done for the season. You know, we might still see some of that because of the, you know, the frost in the area, getting that cold. Maybe some of your perennials started to die back a little bit after this. But it's interesting just to look at the weather patterns and see what's happening. It's, you know, kind of last year we kind of had this as well. We only had one, maybe two frosts before, Halloween. Like we did, it was last year, and then over the winter we didn't have a lot of snow, and who knows what's going to happen this year. You know, there's articles out there that says, you know, New England's going to get a bunch of snow this year. We shall see. Had some rain this past week, which has been great for everything. Everything's dry out there. I mean, there's there's so much. Ground is so hard and compact. There's not enough water out there. It's just great to really see some of that rain happening. We definitely need it. I saw an article that the Quabbin Reservoir in Massachusetts, as a reserve of water for different parts of the state, they were down so much water. They had to shut it down for a bit. Which is crazy. I mean, there are so many different streams, lakes, rivers that are down so low without the water. We definitely needed this. You know, it's one of those things that the ground's so dry that the water just goes right through. So we're hoping that, you know, we'll have some rain. You know, like, I'd rather have the rain at night while we're not being able to be outside and work, you know, in the garden and doing some things. But I'm not seeing rain until about next week anyways. So this is just the pattern. This is the pattern we've been going through. You get a little bit of rain, and then it's dry for a couple weeks. So we'll see. We'll see how it goes going forward. But that means we're going to need to keep watering our plants. We're going to need to continue watering our plants until the ground freezes. It's very important for any of your new plants to establish for the season to continue watering until the ground freezes. I don't know if I can say it enough, but the watering now that you do is going to be very important for your plant to survive the winter, to start establishing its roots even deeper, storing up this water. I know, you know, at this time, usually if you have a sprinkler system, you're probably thinking about, or you might have already had contractor come to the house and blow the system out so all the water's out of the system so you don't have any issues when the ground freezes over the winter. But if you have a hose out there, it's definitely still needs it. We need to be watering until the ground freezes. My suggestion to everyone is always taking a hose, placing it on your plants, leaving it on a trickle. Depending upon the size of the plant, it can be anywhere from 15 minutes to half hour to 45 minutes. Just on that trickle, the deep watering that way, you know, just getting it taken care of. At this point, I always recommend watering in the morning. In the morning is the best time. It allows the plant to have that uptake during the day and pull in during the nice part of the day so that it doesn't dry out in the heat of the day. It also, by doing the watering during the day, doesn't allow pathogens in at night when water just sits there. That opens it up for diseases, that type of thing. Obviously, you can't do anything if it rains, those types of things. But if you're controlling a watering, I always suggest in the morning to do that. So it definitely still is very important to continue to water, even though we, you know, we kind of at the end of the, you know, the growing season, until the ground freezes, your plant is still growing. You've probably heard us talk a number of weeks, and you've heard me talk about this when it comes to fertilizing the lawn using five steps and using one around now, that winterizer, that second number four, if you will. That's important to continue to do, and that's the reason why we're doing that is the lawn is still growing till the ground freezes. It's still going. It's still working for next season. And so by doing a lot of these things, you're not just taking care of it now, you're taking care of yourself for next spring. So next spring you already have a jump on the plants and you're taking care of them. So that is definitely something to be really be thinking about at this point and understanding the watering and the fertilization that you're doing. Another thing we'd like to we can discuss today is using, you know, products like Wilt Proof or Wilt Stop on your plants that are evergreen. It's one of those things that, you know, you don't really think about, especially when we have all this warm weather that is going on. You know, you're not thinking about it until later on. You know, this will help protect your plants from that winter burn, right? It's definitely a great product to be spraying on any evergreen, your boxwoods, your hollies, your Japanese hollies, your kalmia, your andromeda, your azaleas, your rhododendrons, what this does is holds the moisture in the plant over the winter and allows it not to dry out from that winter burn that you might have. So it's something you know, you might not be thinking about because we've had such warm weather. But this is a product that we really need to be using for your evergreens. The one evergreen that I don't use this on ever is any like blue spruce, anything that has a blue tinge to it. The product in it actually can turn your blue your blue spruce green, so it actually will change the color of it. It's a little different, but it's definitely not something you need to do when it comes to like a blue spruce, right? So definitely something to be looking at this time of season. You need to have the temperatures above 45 degrees to be using this product. So definitely something to be thinking about right now, because as the temperatures go down later on in the season, it's not something we're going to be able to spray. We can discuss that in a little bit more as the show goes on today. But if you have questions, you can give us a call. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. We're going to take a break here when we get back. More information for what you can be doing this time of year in the garden. We'll be back.
How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe as an organic weed and grass killer, no more Roundup. Organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew, BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash, and all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com. Call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
If you like to garden and want to learn more about the flowering and foliage houseplants this winter, go to paulparent.com to get a free email newsletter every Thursday morning. It's free, it's informative, and the topics will change with the season. I also include some cool music videos of the music groups we grew up singing when music was music. I put a new recipe to keep you eating your vegetables, a garden quote to keep you thinking about the garden during a cold winter. Go to paulparent.com.
I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist, here to introduce new all-in-one weed and feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover. Plus, it kills crabgrass all in one easy step. And it has microfeed action, which creates a more nutritious, resilient root zone. That's the key to a healthy green lawn. Make the switch and try the one that weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
New all-in-one weed and feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions. Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? Do you spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that with soil moist granules. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moist granules. The soil moist granules will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extend
Fendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Nikki, great product. Have to try it for a few months to see results. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I have noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from carpal tunnel. I will continue to buy the product. Ken Peaks, 5 out of 5 stars. Works as advertised. This formula is very powerful. Be careful to follow directions. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure has stabilized and my lower edema has reduced. Lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. Thank you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
My name is Brian, and I'm 80 years of age. Recently, I was dealing with symptoms of a COVID infection. Initially, I had a fever with chills and a sore throat. Within a short time, the fever subsided, and the sore throat improved, but still lingered. I used several different supplements without success. I then tried Green Meadow Whey, and immediately my sore throat went away. I feel that Green Meadow Whey helped me defeat this COVID infection, and it gives me a noticeable lift in my energy.
Lactoferrin is a naturally occurring nutrient in whey protein. It has been shown to have potent antiviral activity. Lactoferrin binds to a virus, blocking its ability to enter the cell. It also stimulates antiviral interferon production. Green Meadow Whey contains 300 to 600 milligrams of non-denatured lactoferrin per scoop. To order, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or go to greenmeadowwhey.com.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Now, before the break, we were talking about a number of things, but wanted to just continue on talking about wilt proof or wilt stop, their anti-transparence. They're natural compounds that are applied to the plant leaves to reduce transpiration of moisture. So basically, what they're doing is it's putting a coating over your leaves, your evergreen type leaves, and holding the moisture in for winter. Because the sun and the dry and the wind will actually pull that moisture out of the plant, causing winter damage. And that's one of the things that, you know, you won't see right away in the spring. You'll see it as spring goes on, as the season goes on during those spring months. So you're not going to see it right away in like March, April. You'll actually start to see some of it in May. And wonder, what's going on? You know, I've been watering, I've been doing this. Well, your plant dried out over the winter and is having some pretty big issues. So that's one of the things we're, you know, worried about. So by spraying this, it helps keep that moisture in the plant, allowing it, the plant the ability to hold that moisture in so that it can actually overwinter without issue. This wilt proof itself will actually last 3 to 4 months. So say you're to put it on now because you need to do it when it's warm enough, right? You know, 4 months from now. So we're at October 18th. So that's November, December, January, February 18th. Now, if you remember the past couple years, we've had not a lot of snow, and then February comes along, and then all of a sudden we'll get some snowstorms at that point. It didn't happen as much last year. It was the previous 2 years that happened. But you're needing to spray it again because winter isn't over in February. So this is a product that you might have to do a couple times. So that is something to keep in mind. You can also kind of push it a little bit, just looking at the long-term forecast, seeing, all right, you know, the end of the month, I'm still going to have above 45 degrees. Try to get a little bit further, right? Get into November so you can get into March and maybe push it to that point. Some of you might have already done this, which is that's perfectly okay. We're just looking to protect our plants that extra way. You know, you spent so much time at home, so much effort into these, into the gardens. We want to make sure that we protect, you know, what we have. The other thing to be thinking about is any of your Christmas trees and Christmas wreaths, you can actually spray those, and that will hold some of the moisture in longer for the plant, for the Christmas tree and wreaths. That way, that moisture, when it's cut, right, it starts to instantly dry out. It doesn't have water absorbing into it. But if it's sprayed, that moisture that's in it's going to hold into it for a bit longer, keeping your Christmas tree and wreaths, you know, longer for you during the season. So something else to think about there with the wilt-proof. It's multi-use. But it's, just remember, it's non-hazardous and biodegradable, so it's not going to affect, you know, the plants, not going to affect you as well. So definitely, something to be, thinking about. Later today, about 8 o'clock, we're going to be joined by John Harrison from Espoma Company. Have some great information coming. You know, still time to do a few things here, but talking about what we can do with our indoor plants coming in and you know, fertilizing, what we need to do, etc. He said there's still plenty of time to be fertilizing and putting fertilizer down on the lawn, but we're going to discuss that and more about what we can be doing. Go a little bit in depth into Espoma. Again, that's about 8 o'clock today. And then at 9 o'clock, Victoria from Natural Alternatives is going to be joining us. And we'll be talking about some lawn, what we can be doing in the lawn, some other products to be putting down. So some great information coming up, as always. Try to give you as much information as possible to be successful in that garden and continue being successful, because this has been a year where we've spent a lot of time in the garden, and we want to make sure it's ready for next year, too. So hang tight with us. We've got a great show in front of us, and we'll be here another couple hours here to answer all your gardening questions. Just give us a call, 855-660-4261. We'll be back.
For a beautiful garden that's healthy and safe, use Dramatic Organic Fertilizers by Dram. It's the organic choice to produce brilliant fruits and vegetables that are healthy for your family. And because it's all natural, it's safe for barefoot fun and playful pets. Available at your local garden center or nursery, ask for Dramatic Organic Fertilizers. Visit us online at dram.com. Dramatic Organic, for dramatic results.
Espoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers is fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals, a triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Espoma.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Now you really drive them crazy if you say 12 more years. 12.
Busy campaigning day for President Trump, the president in Michigan and Wisconsin, the president ending his day in Las Vegas, Nevada. Dr. Anthony Fauci, in an upcoming episode of 60 Minutes, says the coronavirus pandemic would have to get really, really bad before he would favor a national lockdown.
The country is fatigued with restrictions. So we want to use public health measures not to get in the way of opening the economy, but to being a safe gateway to opening the economy.
The entire interview with Fauci will air Sunday night. You're listening to USA Radio News. FBI Director Christopher Wray says there's no evidence of widespread voter fraud. This as more absentee ballots are found in the trash, this time in Kentucky.
Federal authorities are now investigating after a contractor in Jefferson County, Kentucky, stumbled on 112 absentee ballots in a dumpster. The ballots never made it to their intended recipients and had not been opened or filled out. Special agents from the U.S. Postal Service's Office of the Inspector General also found two political flyers as they investigated. Special Agent Scott Balfour tells AP that when the investigation is concluded, the case will be presented for federal prosecution to the U.S. Attorney's Office. For USA Radio News, I'm Val Dior.
The Michigan Court of Appeals blocked a lower court's order that gave a 14-day extension on mail-in ballots. The court said any changes had to be approved by the legislature, not judiciary. Similar court-imposed extensions in Wisconsin and Indiana have been overturned by higher courts. This is USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. And we do have some calls on the line, so I want to get right into the lines. Nathan, who's up first today?
Andrew is in Pillager, Minnesota.
Andrew, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Hi, I have a question about. Good morning. I have a question about transplanting trees.
Okay.
Looking at next year, grabbing some trees from our farm and then bringing them to my house. I'm wondering what's the best process of doing that.
Okay. What type of trees are they? Are they evergreen or are they deciduous?
It'd be more like maples and oaks and stuff like that.
So the best time of the season to be doing this is early spring or at this time of the year right now.
Okay.
Reason being is we don't want the leaves to be out on the plant. We want it to be focusing still on, you know, kind of in that dormant stage, if you will. Brings less transplant shock, right? So that's something to be thinking about. So early spring, as soon as you can get a shovel in the ground, that's when you want to do this. Okay, so that's your first major thing to be thinking about.
Okay.
What I'd also suggest doing, say, you know, it's been a couple of weeks, the ground is thawed, you haven't, dug the plant out yet, I would water it if you have a water source near it that you can, because, it, you know, putting water into the plant, allowing the roots to absorb them will also help with the transplant shock. What you're looking to do is also get as big of a root ball as possible. So as big as of, you know, the root system that you think you can move, depending upon how big the tree is, say it's a 5 foot tree, just as an example. We're looking to go out at least a foot on around the trunk on all sides to get a root system there. Maybe a little bit bigger if possible. Again, it's really as much as you can get on the as a root system and be able to move. You know, you don't want to make it too big where you won't be able to move. Then it's kind of pointless. The next steps from there is what I always like to do is when I'm digging the when I got the hole dug for the next, you know, where it's going to go, I use the product Biotone Starter from Espoma. It's actually really good for transplant shock. What it does is it adds microbes to the soil to allow those the plant to absorb this, and it will give the beneficial microbes to the roots, and it attacks the root system, but in a beneficial way, basically making the root system stronger. Like, it puts the little hairs on the roots to absorb more nutrients. Okay, so you mix that into the soil. When you're planting it, always, you know, try to add some sort of compost to the soil. Mix it at least 50-50 with the existing soil that's there. You don't want to go more than that. You kind of want to stick to that 50-50 or a little bit less, so that when the plant gets into the area, it wants to move its roots into the rest of the soil. It doesn't want to just sit in this perfect soil, so that, you know, it's basically, if you put the perfect soil where it's all organic and, you know, great new soil, the plant isn't going to want to leave that area. So that's why we only mix it about 50-50, so that the plant will want to send its roots out into different parts of that area to get food, get water, etc.
Okay.
When I'm planting anything, just as a rule of thumb that I have always done, and it makes it a little bit easier, is, you know, fill the plant with about half soil all around the base of the plant, and then water it in. When you water it in, any of the air pockets or any of the soil that couldn't get underneath the root ball kind of move in there, and you notice that the soil around it starts to get compact around it. And that's what we're looking to do with a new plant, to hold it in place a bit. Then fill the rest of the way with soil, and then water it again, and then you can put your mulch or anything around it. This just allows the soil to really compact around it. I know the word compact in soil usually doesn't go well, because we're looking for a loose, airy soil. But what on this purpose of anytime you're planting or transplanting, having a solid base around it to hold it in place will allow it to get its root system developed a little bit more and stay in place for you.
Okay.
And the biggest thing from there is just watering. Deep waterings, leaving the hose on a trickle, allowing the water to sit there. You know, depending upon how big the plants are, the bigger the plant, the little bit longer that you'd want it to sit on a trickle. That trickle allows the water to seep through all the way in the soil, going deeper root system. So you're going to be able to get like those tap roots, those, you know, when you're planting, the maples and oaks are going to sit a little bit more. Fertilizing, I wouldn't be fertilizing anything for like the first season other than like the Biotone. The plant, you want it to want to venture out in the soil. You want the roots to try and get as far into the soil as possible. And then in the next spring, that's when you would use, you know, for deciduous, like your tree tone or plant tone, that type of thing. Plants don't need shrubs and trees don't need it that first season until that next spring.
Okay, so basically making them try to go and get their own nutrients.
Yeah, you'll help them with that Biotone Starter. That's a great way to get them invigorated and looking. But you need the plant to try and, you know, establish its root system. And then once it starts to establish that root system, then you can hit it with the fertilizer, and that will really help it out long term.
Okay.
All righty.
Yeah, I think that answered pretty much all my questions.
Excellent. Well, good luck, Andrew, and keep us posted.
Thank you.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye.
And our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. We do have another call on the line, so we can get right to that. Nathan, who's up next?
Steve is in Manchester.
Steve, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Hey, Patrick, how's it going today?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm doing all right, man. Doing all right. I was just listening to you earlier talking about the weather and how we kind of, you know, determine our what kind of winters we're going to have. I don't even actually have a question for you. I was just going to bring up a point I learned from my girl's grandmother. She was pointing out how when the conifers have heavy cone clusters on the top of the trees, it tends to be a much heavier winter and a lot more snow. I don't know why that is. It's old school Yankee knowledge. Her brother is actually Junior Gardner from the Deerfield Fair. Yep. I know you're from Maine, right? Yeah. So
yes.
Yeah, they kind of pass along all that old Yankee knowledge to us, and you know, just I didn't know if you'd heard something like that before, or if you think there's any clout to it.
Well, I've heard that before. Another one that I've actually heard is when you see beehives or bees' nests in trees, the higher up they are, the more snow you're going to get because the bees are trying to protect their hive. So that's another one where if you see a beehive, you know, 20, 30 feet up in a tree, that's when you kind of say, all right, we're going to get some snow.
Get the plows ready.
Well, that, you know, and a couple of years ago, 2015, you know, I saw a bee's nest pretty high and didn't think anything of it until I heard somebody talk about it, you know, that next season. But I had said, wow, you know, beehives are really high. And then somebody made the comment about it that, you know, the next season. And I went, whoa, that actually makes sense. It's definitely, there's some of those old style tales, if you will, that have kind of showed us what's going on, because I definitely, you know, the trees with their heavy cone, what they're trying to do is protect themselves. So if something happens, the winter hits very hard, it can drop those seeds and continue on. So that's really, so it's interesting.
Proliferate the next generation.
Exactly, and that's what they're, you know, that's really what they're trying to do. So that's a really good one.
Yeah. All right, man. Well, hey, it was good to talk to you.
You as well, Steve. Have a great one. Thank you for that.
Yep.
Thank you for bringing that up. That's some great information to be thinking about. And even though we don't want to think about snow, we should start thinking about it.
Oh, that's how I make my money in the wintertime. So I'm hoping it's true.
I hear you.
All right, go Trump, 2020, baby.
All right, Steve, thank you. Bye-bye. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. It's definitely some of these old wives' tales, if you will, have a lot of information to them. Like I said, the beehive thing. You know, the higher it is, they say, the more snow you're going to get. So if you've seen any beehives that have been pretty high, well, worry, because we're going to get some snow. But don't fret. Some of that snow is actually good for our plants. As much as we don't want to have the snow, the snow actually helps insulate our plants, helps bring moisture back to the soil, helps bring us out of this drought that we're in. So as much as, you know, the weather, you know, when it snows like this isn't great, let's hope for it. The other thing is, a lot of people are stuck at home, so you're not going to be out as much, so, you know, you won't have to drive in it as much, so maybe it's not a bad thing. You know, schools won't be closed because now a lot of them are doing remote school, so I'm pretty sure snow days might not happen anymore, depending upon different things, if teachers are in school, etc. But they'll be able to work remotely. So, you know, that's something to be thinking about, but it's good for your plants. It is so good. And my father used to call it poor man's fertilizer. Helping out the plants, just bringing the water in there for the winter and getting your plants through that winter. And then when the spring comes, as it melts, saturating the soil, giving them that great drink at the beginning of the season to get them going, so it's a good start for them. So as much as a lot of people don't like snow, it is so important for our plants. so important for our gardens. It's so important for the establishing of our gardens. So it is something we need to be thinking about and hoping that we get a lot of snow. Not too much snow like we had in 2015 where I am in Lowell. We had more snow than Anchorage, Alaska. I'm okay with that. Alaska can have more snow than us. Let's cut that in half. Maybe let's go in the, I want to say that was like, we had like 130 inches. I'm good with like 60 inches for the winter. Maybe a little bit more. But, something to be thinking about. As much as you don't want the snow, it is something that helps protect our plants and, for that season. Keeping that cold ground frozen, keeping your plants frozen, that's what we're looking to do. Give us a call with any questions, 855-660-4261. We're going to take a break. When we get back, more of your questions, more great information for your garden this year. We'll be back.
How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe has an organic weed and grass killer. No more Roundup. Organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew, BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash, and all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com. Call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
If you like to garden and want to learn more about the flowering and foliage houseplants this winter, go to paulparent.com to get a free email newsletter every Thursday morning. It's free, it's informative, and the topics will change with the season. I also include some cool music videos of the music groups we grew up singing when music was music. I put a new recipe to keep you eating your vegetables, a garden quote to keep you thinking about the garden during a cold winter. Go to paulparent.com.
I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist, here to introduce new all-in-one weed and feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover. Plus, it kills crabgrass all in one easy step. And it has microfeed action, which creates a more nutritious, resilient root zone. That's the key to a healthy green lawn. Make the switch and try the one that weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
New all-in-one weed and feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions. Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
Are you tired of insects ruining your trees and shrubs? Need a product that will prevent insect damage on tall trees? Well, Vonide has the answer. Annual tree and shrub insect control will control trees and shrub-damaging insects, including emerald ash borer, woolly adelgid, and the Asiatic lily beetle. One spring application prevents insect infestation for up to 1 year. Just mix as directed, pour it at the base of the tree or the shrub, and will travel throughout the entire plant, and it will not wash off.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame. He owed money to the IRS and they finally cut up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world. Then bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000 plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 866-657-8517.
866-657-8517. That's 866-657-8517.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here, 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we got a few hours left in the show. Plenty of time to be in, calling in and asking for any of your gardening questions. So give us that call. I believe right before we came back on, Nathan, you were taking a phone call. Is that right?
Correct. We've got Bob in Hudson, Mass.
Bob, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning, Patrick.
Good morning.
Great show.
Thank you.
I've got a question. So I've got, I don't know exactly what type of tree, but it's in a pot. It's some type of palm tree.
Okay.
With very, very sharp leaves. And it's in a very large pot. It's got to weigh probably 200 pounds, with the soil. And it's very hard to get in and out of my house. But, you know, I bring it in during the wintertime.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what type of tree it is exactly. But it's too tall now to bring back in without it, you know. I've got an 8-foot ceiling. It's got to be 10 or 11 feet now. So I'm wondering, can I cut it off? And, you know, there's only, like, no growth on the stem or stalk, whatever you want to call it. It's, you know, it's all at the top, and it's big. So can I cut off, like, 3 or 4 feet from it and then put that in water for the winter, and then plant it in soil? And also, will the stem without anything on it, will that grow?
Okay.
That's my question.
So, just so you have a palm tree, you said, is it one single trunk? You said?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, is the Is it like the typical palm tree where it would have like that feather type branching, or is it individual like leaves?
I think they're individual leaves, but they're very, very sharp.
Okay.
You know, I mean, you can poke an eye out.
Gotcha. And so when you got it, was it small?
It was probably 3-4 feet. I got it not too far from you, at a hospital I deal with. And, you know, they had some plants in their greenhouse, and one of the guys said, do you want this? Otherwise, we're going to throw it out. And I took it out, and it just thrived, you know.
Okay. So one of my things that I get concerned about by taking, you know, the top off of the palm tree, taking that 3 feet and leaving the stalk, I'm not sure it's gonna do anything to come back for you, considering all the growth is on top, right? So that's where I get nervous, to, you know, when we're topping something off where it's so much of it. You know, it's, being too tall, though, it's, you know, you kind of say, what do I do? You know, right now, you said it's about 10 feet tall?
Yeah, probably more, probably 11.
Okay. Yeah, because most ceilings are 8, so it's hard to do that. You need, like, a cathedral ceiling, right?
Yeah, and I have the cathedral ceiling upstairs, but it is too heavy. This thing is, like, the pod is huge. You know, I got like a pentagon-shaped pot, and it's very, very heavy.
Yeah, so, you know, a lot of times when you're pruning like a palm tree or something along those lines, you don't want to cut off the whole top. What you're really trying to do is thin the top out a little bit, getting some of like the lower branches, because when you over prune, if you take too much over the top, it really can basically kill all of the plant. And so this is why I'm having a little bit of a hard time. I'm trying to think of, you know, is there something else we can do to do this?
And maybe like a root zone or something, or, you know, some type of hormone. That's what I was thinking.
You know, what you might look at doing is getting some of those branches and doing that, using a root tone, that hormone, to try and get other ones to grow. Because if you cut too much off of it, you know, maybe cutting all that and having some live to it, putting in the root tone, you might be okay. If you want,
okay.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.